This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Pretty good. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Mike, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Lost Boys Construction on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do a search for anything, really, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page.
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in there. But on that first page, it's a short list. There's just a handful that'll fit. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page open up for programming in that area. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents who will be calling through. And Google's rule for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per position. So if we were to program Lost Boys in to appear there, we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory who offer any of the same services. So that way, you'd always be one of the local options for people, you know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions, Mike. How long have you been in business as Lost Boys Construction?
This business, relatively new, say about 6 months.
Oh, okay. And you have the website already, right? The LostBoysCon.org? That you?
Yep.
Looks good.
So.
Okay. And then the Facebook, I like the Facebook is attached to it. That's where all the pictures are, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So is it you and a crew, or just you, or like a partner?
Me and a crew.
You and a crew. Okay. Okay, great. And then the area that you're servicing, so I know that the 59901 is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Within 200 miles.
Oh, okay. So as long as it's within a reasonable traveling distance, it sounds like you're pretty open, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other thing, when I was looking for that website, what I found, there's these 5 out of 5 star ratings for you, and that's through the Angie's Leads program. Is that current, or was that a little earlier on?
I believe it's current.
It's current. How do you like that program, like the way the lead system works? Oh, are you there, Mike?
Oh, yep. Sorry, I got off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, lost you. Okay. Yeah. How do you like that program? I didn't hear any of that.
Only been on it about a month. I haven't seen any results from it so far.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So, have they sent you any leads, or is it just dead?
I am not sure. That would be a question for the accountant.
Okay. Well, when the calls come through, Do you get, like, a notification? Like, how would you get in contact with the person if they were looking for you? They would call your accountant?
Generally, they call the accountant, and the accountant would refer them to our personal numbers, depending on what area they're in, because we have a guy in Kalispell, a guy in Missoula, I'm here in Polson, and we have another guy in Whitefish.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you don't know if the calls are being stopped at the accountant or if they just never make them to you when you say no results?
Yeah, I'm not
okay.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on Google in front of people who are actively searching in that area there, in a position to have the live calls coming straight to you, you know, rather than through a third party where it could get lost. And then that way you wouldn't be paying per lead. It just kind of cut out that middleman. You see value in that too?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so the good news is you're under a year in business, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm grabbing Mario. He's my regional manager for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now.
Okay, can I actually have you call the accountant? Because she kind of handles all the computer stuff and the website and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I would recommend, so this would be because, so there's a team of agents calling through the area. What happens when you and I disconnect this call, the next agent here, they're already queued up to dial the next qualified company in the area. They just keep dialing until it's filled. Let me ask you, what do you think of this so far?
Well, that sounds pretty interesting, pretty good deal, I guess, depending on the pricing.
Okay, so if I were to pull up the pricing, and let's say that you loved it, right? You feel like it's a great idea and you wanted to secure that spot. I mean, your accountant's just a phone call away, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't I do that? Why don't I pull up the pricing? That way, if you do decide you want that spot, we can give her a call. Hang on here. I'm just grabbing Mario to apply the rate reduction.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?